From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. French authorities are now investigating a terror attack in Paris. Police say a knife-wielding assailant killed one person and injured four in the center of the city. The attacker was then killed by police. Paris police tweeted that the attack happened Saturday evening in the second district of the French capital. This eyewitness recounted seeing a woman injured in the attack.
People was taking care of her. They were using paper bandage on the ones that they were pushing. She was awake. She had her eyes open.
The extremist group Islamic State has said through its news agency that it's responsible for the attack, IS calling the assailant a soldier for its cause. Police will launch an anti-terrorism investigation. North Korea is making another gesture ahead of a scheduled June summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
North Korea says it will dismantle its nuclear test site later this month. In a statement, the foreign ministry says all tunnels at the testing ground will be destroyed by explosion, while observation and research facilities and ground-based guard units will also be removed. It says journalists from the U.S., South Korea, China, Russia, and Britain will be invited to witness the process, but the statement did not say whether international experts would be invited. Analysts say that while the closure of the site is important, it doesn't represent a material step toward full denuclearization. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Clashes between Somali army troops backing local villagers and al-Shabaab militants have left at least 13 of the militant fighters dead, according to witnesses and officials. This is VOA News.